Democrats control the powerful House Ways and Means Committee until January, and they say they expect a prompt handover of former President Trump's tax returns. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that the committee can get those documents from the IRS.
And Trump had argued for years that his tax returns were being audited or that turning them over to Congress was a breach of separation of powers. The high court disagreed on that. Let's bring in our political strategist. We've got Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Robin. Hi, Deepa. Hi, Alice.
There you go. And Alice Stewart, the Republican. Say hi back.
Hi, back. Hi, Bill, Robin, and Deepa.
And one can hope that this Thanksgiving there can be this much collegiality around the dinner tables. And Alice, I want to start with you and the idea of the tax returns. If Trump drags his feet on getting them to the Democrat-led committee, until Republicans are in charge of the House in January, Republicans could then drop the investigation, which would please their base, but make them look again like lapdogs to Trump, who's also been seen as a drag on the party. Are you kind of bracing for this? Are you worried about where this goes?
Robin, I don't think it's a question of Republican-led Congress could drop this. They absolutely positively would drop this. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those Republicans that felt as though that former President Trump's tax returns should have been provided when he ran for president in 2016. I think full transparency should be part of running for president. But I do hope that his attorneys comply with this request, because the House Ways and Means Committee, whether it is run by the Republicans or Democrats, and in this case, Democrats, they have the obligation for oversight, and they have made a request to see if there was any failure of compliance with the tax laws on the part of the former president, and they deserve to see this. But it's not a surprise to me that President Trump has spoken out against this. He is known for when the SCOTUS is judicially sound, he likes what they rule. But in this case, he does not agree with what they ruled, and he said it's a political body that's setting a bad precedent.
Yeah.
You know, and transparency, as Alice says, is a huge issue behind why his tax returns should be released. But the New York Times, Bill, did a huge investigation on his tax returns and learned that he either doesn't pay or pays very little. So obviously there's some worth in seeing his actual tax returns. But what more did Democrats on the committee hope to learn if indeed his tax returns are turned over?
Well, I think we'll learn how much he paid in taxes, how much you should have paid in taxes, and also how much he's worth, right? Certainly, Alice is right. Every presidential candidate since Richard Nixon
released
their tax
returns. Let me ask you, though, Bill, do you think
it'll
matter to Republican voters? Because when the Times showed that he paid little or no taxes, it didn't seem to matter.
Well, let me put it this way. First of all, I do believe it's out of Trump's hands now. I think it's in the hands of the Treasury Department has the tax returns. The Supreme Court has said the House has a right to have them. So I think this is between the Treasury Department and the House Committee. Mm-hmm. Trump can't stop it if he wants to. But I'd just like to point out that yesterday the Supreme Court ruled he has to release his tax returns. An appeals court in Georgia basically said, and looks like they're going to rule, this special master that you requested is nonsense. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland just appointed a special counsel who deals in war crimes to investigate the documents issue at Mar-a-Lago. And the latest poll shows that 6 out of 10 Americans don't think Donald Trump should run for president. I just want to say, I don't think it's going to be very happy Thanksgiving around the Trump table.
And I want to ask you about that coupled with Trump's response, because as Bill points out, there's a lot of investigations going on, as I know you know, Alice. And it's the response now that we're going to have to be pummeled by. Reportedly, Donald Trump posted slogans on his own social media used by QAnon conspiracy theorists, including "We will stand tall in the storm." The storm, as you know, is QAnon lore that Trump's return to power will also see a potential live execution of his opponents on TV. Look, this is a man who ginned up January 6th. Are you bracing for this? More of his response? And are you hoping more Republicans step up and respond to things like QAnon slogans?
Look, there's absolutely no excuse for any association whatsoever with QAnon. And look, this is typical Donald Trump when he's up against the wall. He will fight back, regardless of what the circumstances are, and he will portray himself as the victim, and his base will rally behind him. But I can assure you, Robin, there are many rational Republicans that are ready to turn the page. They're ready to look for someone who has a positive vision for the future and is not looking at relitigating past elections and grievances. So his extremism has met its shelf life and it's expired. Many Republicans are ready to move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Dr. Fauci. Misinformation on COVID, including from politicians, was a topic put to Dr. Anthony Fauci in his final White House press briefing yesterday before he announced his retirement. And he said this has to happen. Let's take a listen.
The people who have correct information, who take science seriously, base what they say on evidence and data, need to speak up more, because the other side that just keeps putting out misinformation and disinformation seems to be tireless in that effort.
And Bill, we saw Republicans vowing to investigate Fauci when they take over the House in January. Yesterday, Fauci says he expects to fully cooperate, but he said he wouldn't submit to a character assassination. Should he cooperate, Bill?
Oh, first of all, he should cooperate, and he will cooperate. Look, I think Dr. Fauci is an American hero. And what are they going to investigate him for? For telling the truth, about COVID, and reminding the American people, urging the American people to wear their mask and to get vaccinated. I mean, his main concern, it wasn't political at all. It wasn't Republicans or Democrats, that everybody should do everything they could to protect themselves and their families. And I just want to add one thing. You know, the real success, I think, of the Trump administration was Operation Warp Speed, getting those vaccinations in time. And the fact that Donald Trump didn't stand up behind that and encourage people, now that he delivered the vaccinations, to get them and instead let vaccinations and masks become a political blue versus red thing was just insane. And hundreds, if not thousands of people certainly died because of it.
Alice, I'm afraid I'm having to ask you a lot of are you bracing for this questions. But in August, we know Ted Cruz tweeted that in January, a GOP Congress should hold Fauci fully accountable for his dishonesty, corruption, abuse. Never in our nation's history has one arrogant bureaucrat destroyed more people's lives. You're going to be hearing that in a committee if this investigation, as promised, goes through. Are you bracing for that? Is that a good look for your party?
Look, I think there are many questions that need to be answered, but character assassination should not be any part of it. And prejudging the outcome of any probe is wrong. And look, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Dr. Fauci was very accurate when he said that he did not expect COVID to be a three-year saga of suffering and death and a million Americans losing their lives. But there are questions that need to be answered. And I would like to think that for once, we could take the politics out of COVID and ask serious questions and focus on the health aspect of this and not politicize it. Mm.
You know, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, let's switch gears here to immigration. He visited the border yesterday and said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should resign over what McCarthy called an out-of-control immigration surge at the border. Let's listen.
If Secretary Mayorkas does not resign, House Republicans will investigate every order, every action, and every failure will determine whether we can begin impeachment inquiry.
Biden has really struggled on immigration, and not only is he getting criticism from the Republicans, there's criticism from the left, from his own party. Bill, do you think there's any chance that a progressive wing of the Democratic Party might support impeachment if that does actually come up?
Oh, come on. No, I mean, no way. But let's face it. This big visit from Kevin McCarthy, this is one of the oldest tricks in the right-winger's book. When things are boring and you need to get some attention and you need to change the subject, go to the border and hold a press conference and say something outrageous. I have a suggestion for Kevin McCarthy. Seriously. Before he talks about what he's going to do once he gets the job as Speaker, he'd better focus on getting the job as Speaker. He needs 218 votes. As of today, he does not have them. He was nominated for Speaker by a vote of 188 to 31. He needs 30 more Republican votes to become Speaker.
Okay.
And so far, there are at least six who have said they're not going to vote for him. So I would say, Kevin McCarthy, pay attention to the math and forget about, you know, all your threats,
okay,
what you might do,
and you know,
for
we have,
you to get the job.
We have less than a minute, so I'm going to give each of you like 20 seconds. And it may, that may be all you need because it's been such a rough time. For what you're thankful for in politics, Alice.
I'm thankful we had a free and fair election this year. I'm thankful there was record turnout, and I'm thankful that Republicans took over control in the House.
There you are, Bill.
Well, I will echo Alice's first 2 points, but I am very happy that Democrats held on to control of the Senate and are going to pick up one more seat in Georgia on December 6th. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bill, Alice, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.